In Israel, a gunman shot and killed 7 Israelis in a synagogue in East Jerusalem. Police shot and killed the assailant. Israeli media say he was a 21-year-old from Jerusalem with no history of political violence. Tensions have been heightened since Thursday's killing of Palestinians in a clash with Israeli security officials in the West Bank. Today's victims were killed as they left Sabbath prayers. The U.S. Justice Department has charged 3 men in a plot to kill an Iranian-American author and activist who has spoken out against human rights abuses in Iran. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the arrests at a news conference today. The men were charged with money laundering and murder for hire. It's the second time in 2 years that federal officials have disrupted a plot aimed at the unnamed victim in New York City. The European Union is exploring ways to help crack down on Russian war crimes in Ukraine. Bloomberg has learned the EU is trying to create a special prosecution office, while separate talks on a special international tribunal to punish crimes of aggression continue to be mired in legal wrangling. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says he takes full responsibility after classified documents were found at his Indiana home. In his first public comment since the controversy, Pence said he hadn't been aware that the documents were in his residence, but his lack of knowledge wasn't an excuse. Speaking at Florida International University, the former vice president said, quote, "Mistakes were made." The discovery marked the latest in a string of discoveries of sensitive papers from the homes of current and former top U.S. officials, including President Biden and former President Trump. Global news 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in over 120 countries. I'm Mark Crumpton. This is Bloomberg.